Hey everyone, it's Jeff from MCS Mag, and this week I'm holding a special free survival training workshop online about three of the most critical strategies that I use for consulting with clients on building out their survival plans based on my military and my combat experience. Now, we only have a limited number of seats for the workshop, so if you're interested, make sure that you go over to moderncombatandsurvival.com/survivalworkshop to sign up. But for this week's podcast, I thought I'd stay with the theme and give you three brand new items that I've recently added to my bug out bag that you can copy. Check this out.
If bullets were flying, your adrenaline surging, would you hit your target? If the world as you know it crumbled tomorrow, collapsed into chaos, would you know how to survive? If you and those you loved were cornered by a gang, violently attacked, could you protect them? Could you protect them? Could you protect them? Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat. This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Jeff Anderson, editor for Modern Combat and Survival Magazine and executive director of the New World Patriot Alliance, with another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. Now, as you know, I'm a big fan of bug out bags as a core component of your survival planning. And my book, The Extreme Bug Out Bag, is what I consider to be the ultimate guide for building a survival kit because it's based on my real world experience and not the typical fantasy prepper crap that you see out there online that people are just kind of regurgitating and packing into these gigantic bug out bags. So with the release of the book, which is going to be coming out on Amazon pretty soon, but right now we give it away for free with all of our XBOB tactical bug out bag line. But a lot of the items that you'll find in the book are kind of like weird items that a lot of people haven't really heard of. And I'm constantly on the lookout for shortcuts and anything that I can add to my list without adding to the weight, or if I can find something that will take the place of other things, or I'm always looking to improve my bug out bag and the survival gear that I use. And so I thought I'd share with you three of the items that I just recently stumbled upon and added to my bug out bag so that you can copy them for your own bag, your own survival kits. All right. So item number one is a product that is called FiberFix. And I was in the hardware store looking for some more duct tape because every soldier always brings duct tape to the field. The duct tape, or we call it 100 mile an hour tape, which is an old military term back from, I think, like World War II or so. So we always call it 100 mile an hour tape, but I use it for a ton of different things, right? And we go into different ways that you can use it inside the book, and just you can always find uses for duct tape, right? But when I was in there, I saw that there's this new product out, relatively new, at least it's new to me, that's called FiberFix. And FiberFix is 100 times stronger than duct tape. It's like duct tape on steroids. And it has a resin built into the fabric. And the way that you use this is you have to first make it wet. That makes it pliable. And then you put it where you want it to be. You wrap whatever you need to wrap. And as it dries, as it sets, it becomes ultra hard. So this is like super strong duct tape. And anybody that's ever used duct tape in a field type situation, you know that sometimes, I know it's supposed to keep water out, and it does a pretty good job of mending things like ponchos, tents, things like that. But after a while, it kind of comes off. When it's exposed to the sun, it eventually deteriorates it down to where it starts coming off. So it's not really great. But if you were to use it for fixing anything where you're wrapping it, it works okay, but it's pretty pliable. All right. So it can tear very easily. It can break very easily. So if you need to fix something, this FiberFix is really, it comes in a vacuum sealed pack. So you can pack it away in your bug out bag. It's not going to get wet by mistake. But when you need to use it for something ultra strong, it's really killer. So basically some uses that you might think about if you need to repair something like an axe handle. Anybody that's ever been chopping wood, you know, like sometimes if it you know, you go to chop the wood and you miss the wood and it hits the axe handle and you can split it. Well, this is the type of tape that you would use for that because it bonds super strong. It can actually fix an axe handle. It could even fix something like if you break the stock on a rifle. Anything that you would need it to be really well bonded that you know that duct tape is eventually just going to kind of wear away at it. So I really love this Fiber Fix, and it's a great addition to the bag. It weighs nothing, and it takes up extremely little room, hardly any room at all. So it's another great add to stay with the ultralight concept that I use for bug out bags. Okay, that's item number one. Item number two, while I was in the hardware store, there was another item that I was going to pick up because my hiking boots basically crapped out on me. Now, I've always been a big fan of Merrells. They've always been my go-to choice for hiking boots and the boots that I would wear if I were in a bug out scenario. But I don't know what the company has been doing, but the last three pairs that I've purchased really suck. The threading is coming out of them now. I don't know if they've just gone for cheaper materials or what's happening, but they're very uncomfortable now. They used to be really comfortable for me, and now they just suck. Like within a week, my feet are killing me, and I have to put in new insoles that are more, you know, fitted to my feet. But just they're really uncomfortable. The tread on the bottom of them picks up little stones all the time now. They've got like a new tread that they're using. It picks up stones that I'm bringing into the house and it can scratch up a wood floor. So besides pissing my wife off, it's just they're starting to fall apart already. So the threading comes out on them, or if you've ever had like another pair of hiking boots where the rubber from where the sole meets the actual upper of the boot starts peeling off. So my Merrells were starting to crap out of me. I had two pair because I always keep one pair with my bug out bag, and then it's like the broken in pair. As soon as I break them in, I put them in where my survival gear is, so I have an extra pair of boots ready to go. So if I'm out, like if I'm not wearing my hiking boots and I'm out and there's an instant disaster, I could put those boots on. They're right in my car. But anyway, the whole point of this story was I'm a big fan of shoe goo as an adhesive. Shoe goo is this rubberized glue that you can use to repair things like shoes, right? Like if the sole falls off of your shoe, you can just glue it right back on. It works really well when it sets. It's very pliable, so it's not meant to be like a brittle type of an adhesive, so it works really well on shoes. Well, while I was in there picking this up, I noticed that they have these little packets now of shoe goo and other goops. So this is the Amazing Goop company, and shoe goo is one of their products, but I saw that they have this little kit with these small tubes of various different types of Amazing Goops. So shoe goo is one of them. They also have a plumbing version, a marine version, a household version, and they have an automotive version as well. Now, I like these little tubes because, one, they don't take up a lot of room, and if you're in a bug out scenario, you probably don't need a lot of this stuff. But I can tell you that when we were out in the field in the military, some guys, you know, would have their boots fall apart because you wear them and you wear them and you wear them. Or leather military boots are much more, you know, they're much stronger, obviously. But some people would wear them and wear them eventually, you know, just trying to avoid buying another pair. And so the sole might come off of them. They could tear. There's different things that can happen, right? And if you're in a situation where you've got to walk somewhere, I mean, those are your LPCs, your leather personnel carriers. That's your that could be your transportation. So you need your vehicle to be in top shape. Well, you need your foot gear to be in top shape as well. And so if something does happen to them, you don't want to be trying to duct tape or even Fiber Fix your soles back onto your boot, because that's probably going to come off after a while, right? So shoe goo works really well for repairing soles and repairing your boots and things like that. But the little tubes fit into, I keep them inside of my small kit organizer that I use inside of our Extreme Bug Out bag. And I love the little tubes because they're very handy. And you can also use them for trading if you need to. They're just really, really handy. But I like the other ones as well because they do have specific purposes. Now, all of them bond really well to different things, but some other things you might want to think of, like the marine version, for example, is specifically designed to withstand the sun's UV rays. So it works really well in like high temperature climates. I live in the South. It can get over 100 degrees for several days, even over a month. So high heat is a big problem, and that can wear away at different adhesives. So the marine version is really meant to be able to withstand salt water, UV rays, extreme temperatures, things like that, that can be really helpful for you in just about anything from repairing rafts, if you're using any sort of alternative transportation like canoe or kayak or anything like that. It's going to be really, it's going to be helpful, even air mattresses and stuff like that if you're going to use them. So I really like the marine version as well. The plumbing version also works really well with things like PVC pipes, stuff like that. And there are reason I like that is because there are a lot of different weapons that you can make out of PVC. We've given some demonstrations before in one of our videos on YouTube. You can go check that out on our YouTube channel at, YouTube, and then it's /CQC training is our video channel. And so the thing is that PVC is everywhere, right? PVC pipes are everywhere. You can make so many different weapons out of them, and in order to bond them together, sometimes you can use this, like the plumbing goo, and that'll help with, you know, keeping things together for the when you thread them and stuff like that. So it can help bond things if you're making something like a survival bow or something like that. So I like that a lot. And what are the other ones? There's automotive. So again, things like grease and grime and stuff like that. So they're designed for different things, and you never know what's going to come up. But these little packets make it really easy for you to be able to adapt to the situation and be able to fix something on the fly and make it really get it back into working order. Okay, and finally, item number three that I have is coconut oil packets. Coconut oil packets. Now, coconut oil is something I've written about before related to survival food, but here's why I like it for your bug out bag and the food that you're going to carry with you on if you're forced to evacuate your home and in order to get to safety, and you're going to need some kind of food. And so the food that we give away with our extreme bug out bags, we give basically free survival food for that. Food for Patriots is my go-to company for that. But I add coconut oil to my home survival food kits, because coconut oil produces a lot of energy and it doesn't spoil. So it stays for pretty much for like a, I'll say forever. I've not really tested it, but they say that it doesn't expire. So it works for a long, long time. But here's what I like about the packets, and which is brand new, by the way. They're just starting to come out now. I just got this at Trader Joe's, where these coconut oil packets, so they look almost like ketchup packets, but they have coconut oil inside of them. So here's why on the coconut oil, and I'm just going to do a quick biology thing here for you. I've known about coconut oil since my days as a fitness trainer, and there are two different types of fats primarily that you're taking in: long chain fatty acids and medium chain fatty acids, which are much less common. Your long chain fatty acids are kind of the typical ones that you're getting from the different food that you have, from oils and things like that. And so the problem with long chain fatty acids is that they have to be digested by your body, and they are digested with carbohydrates and with protein as well. And those little, they basically, as they're being digested through your body doesn't necessarily use them very easily as fuel for your body, which is why they get deposited in your body as body fat. But medium chain triglycerides operate a little bit differently. And medium chain triglycerides or medium chain fatty acids, they bypass digestion. They basically just go straight to your liver. So they don't get really emitted all around your body along with the other nutrients that you're taking in, they basically go directly to your liver and they're burned immediately for energy, which is why we used to use MCT oil, medium chain triglyceride oil, which comes from coconuts and comes from red palm as well. But we used to use it when we were dieting down. Like if I had to do a photo shoot or something like that, I would diet down. And MCT allowed you to still have energy where you didn't feel drained, and it feeds the brain so you have clear thinking. But it doesn't get stored as body fat. In fact, it triggers your metabolism to use body fat as energy. Now, here's why this is important for something like survival food and your bug out bag. Because you're going to need all the strength that you can get for any sort of task, whether it is you are walking for a long distance with a bug out bag. I mean, you're going to have your bag on your back. It's going to be, use up a lot of your muscle energy. And what your muscles use for energy are primarily glycogen, which is stored sugar inside of the muscles. And it's basically, that's the primary source of fuel that you're going to use for your muscles. Now, that doesn't last very long. So here's the thing, is that you want to save your muscle glycogen as much as possible when it comes to the energy that you're going to use no matter what you're doing. And so your best source and the source that you really want to tap into is body fat for fuel. So if you use coconut oil, it actually increases your metabolism for up to 24 hours. So one, it gives you direct energy. So it's burned very quick. It goes straight to the liver. It allows you to burn it for energy, sparing your muscle glycogen for energy so that you can use it for the task that you need it for. It's also going to trigger your metabolism to be able to use your body fat for fuel. So even in a regular, you know, non-survival situation, that's great for your metabolism. It'll help you actually burn body fat. But in a survival situation, it's going to allow you to use body fat as a primary, it will be a more primary source of energy for you. Okay. And so that's why I really like these coconut oil packets. They're very easy to just put into a pouch that you have right where your survival food is or where you keep your snacks. You can have a couple of these a day. It'll help give you the energy, plus it'll also help you trigger over into using fat as energy. Okay, so those are three items that I recently just added. They take up no room, they take up no extra weight, but they can really be very helpful in a survival scenario. Okay, all right, so those are three items that I hope you'll copy and add to your own bug out bag. Don't forget, we've got a lot more coming up with our Extreme Bug Out Bag book that's going to be coming out on Amazon and the survival training as well. I look forward to seeing you with all of that. This is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
Modern combat and survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/modern combat and survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.